"Roads," observed the Shaggy Man, "don't go anywhere. They stay in one place, so folks can walk on them." He put his hand in his side pocket and drew out an apple, quick before Toto could bite him again. The little dog got his head out this time and said, "Bow wow!" so loudly that it made Dorothy jump. "Oh, Toto," she cried, "where did you come from?"
"I brought him along," said the Shaggy Man.
"What for?" she asked.
"To guard these apples in my pocket, miss, so no one would steal them."
With one hand the Shaggy Man held the apple, which he began eating, while with the other hand he pulled Toto out of his pocket and dropped him to the ground. Of course Toto made for Dorothy at once, barking joyfully at his release from the dark pocket. When the child had patted his head lovingly, he sat down before her, his red tongue hanging out one side of his mouth, and looked up into her face with his bright brown eyes, as if asking her what they should do next. Dorothy didn't know. She looked around her anxiously for some familiar landmark, but everything was strange. Between the branches of the many roads were green meadows and a few shrubs and trees, but she couldn't see anywhere the farmhouse from which she had just come, or anything she had ever seen before, except the Shaggy Man and Toto. Besides this, she had turned around and around so many times, trying to find out where she was, that now she couldn't even tell which direction the farmhouse ought to be in, and this began to worry her and make her feel anxious. "I'm afraid, Shaggy Man," she said with a sigh, "that we're lost."
"That's nothing to be afraid of," he replied, throwing away the core of his apple and beginning to eat another one. "Each of these roads must lead somewhere, or it wouldn't be here, so what does it matter?"
"I want to go home again," she said.
"Well, why don't you?" said he.
"I don't know which road to take."
"That is too bad," he said, shaking his shaggy head gravely. "I wish I could help you, but I can't. I'm a stranger in these parts."
"Seems as if I were, too," she said, sitting down beside him. "It's funny. A few minutes ago I was home, and I just came to show you the way to Butterfield, so I shouldn't make a mistake and go there, and now I'm lost myself and don't know how to get home."
"Have an apple," suggested the Shaggy Man, handing her one with pretty red cheeks.
"I'm not hungry," said Dorothy, pushing it away.
"But you may be tomorrow.
Then you'll be sorry you didn't eat the apple," said he.
"If I am, I'll eat the apple then," promised Dorothy.
"Perhaps there won't be any apple then," he returned, beginning to eat the red-cheeked one himself.
"Dogs sometimes can find their way home better than people," he went on. "Perhaps your dog can lead you back to the farm."
"Will you, Toto?" asked Dorothy.
Toto wagged his tail vigorously.
"All right," said the girl, "let's go home."
Toto looked around a minute and dashed up one of the roads.
"Goodbye, Shaggy Man," called Dorothy, and ran after Toto. The little dog pranced briskly along for some distance, when he turned around and looked at his mistress questioningly.
"Oh, don't expect me to tell you anything. I don't know the way," she said.
"You'll have to find it yourself."
But Toto couldn't. He wagged his tail and sneezed and shook his ears and trotted back where they had left the Shaggy Man. From here he started along another road, then came back and tried another, but each time he found the way strange and decided it would not take them to the farmhouse.